The movie Buried arrives in theaters today, and it takes place on what may be the smallest movie set ever created. Actor Ryan Reynolds spends the entire film trapped in a coffin. And that got Bob Mondello thinking about this decades-old phenomenon of the big screen going small.
Film technology has advanced to the point where a movie can do more or less anything. Plunge us into Leonardo DiCaprio's dreams, take us mountain climbing with vampires, rocket us to a moon called Pandora. So what possesses filmmakers to set entire films in tight, defiantly uncinematic spaces? Director Rodrigo Cortez is making a choice in Buried when he puts us, along with actor Ryan Reynolds, in a box, 6 feet by 3 feet by 18 inches.
I'm buried in a coffin in the ground, and I need help. Please send help. I'm begging you.
How did you end up in the coffin, sir?
I was put here.
Ryan Reynolds is hardly the only actor who's suffered this movie fate. Characters were buried alive in the Belgian thriller The Vanishing, in the Coen brothers' Blood Simple, in the gangster movie Casino, and most memorably, perhaps, in Kill Bill 2, where Quentin Tarantino stuffed a battered Uma Thurman into a casket and nailed it shut. But Thurman only spent a few minutes there in a movie that otherwise let her demolish half the Wild West and a good chunk of the inscrutable East. And those other scenes I mentioned were also just scenes. The pictures they were in gave you broad vistas, streetscapes, open air. Buried belongs to a different subgenre, movies where the director decides to ratchet up the tension by trapping the audience in a tight space along with the actors. Think 12 Angry Men, where you're confined to a jury room.
You know, we can be here all night.
Or Das Boot, the German sub-movie where you're so deep underwater the gauges are exploding. Or Alfred Hitchcock's Lifeboat, where getting rescued in wartime comes with a catch.
It'd be a good idea to get out of here.
Hitchcock loved to narrow the camera's focus and did it over and over after Lifeboat, to a motel in Psycho, an apartment in Rear Window, knowing that holding the audience hostage could make a taut situation downright claustrophobic.
We're all sort of fellow travelers in a mighty small boat on a mighty big ocean. And the more we quarrel and criticize and misunderstand each other, the bigger the ocean gets and the smaller the boat.
The boat's too small right now for me, and it's German.
Of course, there is that mighty big ocean to make the film feel expansive because, after all, the big screen's great gift is for being big. A stage play is stuck on a set, a painting has a frame, but films capture the imagination because with close-ups, they can be bigger than life, as big, in fact, as all outdoors. But there are reasons to go the other way. Restrict your action to a single room and you lower your budget. Restrict it still further and you start to play with cinematic form, especially in how it affects content. When the Israeli film Lebanon opened this summer, much of its fascination came from the fact that it was a war movie set entirely inside a tank. The audience saw things only as the tank crew did, through the crosshairs of a gun sight. Nice metaphor for how conflict can lead to tunnel vision. The movie Buried also takes place in a war zone and also invites a kind of tunnel vision, not philosophical this time, but cinematic. No question, it's a gimmick so restrictive that you figure the shoot must have been hell. Imagine the director looking for a fresh camera angle in his 6x3x1.5 foot space. The temptation to open things up must have been intense, and it would have been so easy to show the ringing phones the trapped guy is frantically calling on his cell, or cut away to people walking right past his shallow grave. But as with Lebanon and Das Boot and 12 Angry Men, films that put aside Hollywood conventions to think outside the box, there is never a shot outside the box. Because if your point is to keep things tight, you have to have the courage of your restrictions. I'm Bob Mondello.
This is NPR.